We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The head of Immigration and Customs Enforcement today said in Dallas that more than a quarter million illegal immigrants were sent packing this year. KRLD's LP Phillips reports on the year-end numbers.
ICE Acting Director Matthew Alben says the border crisis this year was taxing on his agency, stretching resources to the max. He said there were around 143,000 aliens arrested, many with criminal records. As for criticism over the treatment of those seeking asylum to escape life-threatening conditions in Central America, Alben says there is a right way and a wrong way to do it.
If you want to make an asylum claim in this country, you go to a port of entry and you do it that way. That's the lawful way to make an asylum claim in this country.
Albenz defended the administration's continued effort to build a southern border wall, claiming it works. He did not want to get into the legal fight that's going on, namely a judge's ruling yesterday that halted use of funding for the wall that was earmarked for other purposes. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Tarrant County jury has convicted a now former Fort Worth police officer of aggravated perjury for lying to a grand jury. Officer John Romer was working at a second job as a security guard when he choked a man at a hospital. This incident was recorded by a security camera. Romer then lied about the case to a grand jury. Romer faces a prison term of 2 to 10 years. The Fort Worth Police Department says Romer was fired as soon as the jury's verdict was announced.
A pizza delivery driver who shot two people who tried to rob him has been questioned and released by Dallas police.
The driver was making a delivery Tuesday night to an apartment complex on Southwestern Boulevard when police say two 15-year-old suspects threatened him with a gun and tried to rob him. The driver had a license to carry a handgun and shot both of the suspects. One died, the other was injured, but will survive. That suspect is being charged with aggravated robbery. Police say they questioned the driver and released him. They'll refer the case to the Dallas County Grand Jury to determine if that driver should face any criminal charges. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Irving police are now saying a tow truck driver was killed in a crash along 183, and the man suspected of causing the accident is behind bars. 22-year-old Joshua Hanao was on the right shoulder in the process of loading a car into the wrecker when that crash happened around 7 last night. Hanao was outside the car at the time and was killed. Police arrested Edgar Zavala Asturias for intoxication manslaughter, and they say he suffered only minor injuries. 183 was shut down for several hours last night after that crash. Police are asking anyone with information about the accident to please give them a call.
And another deadly wrong-way crash, this time in Fort Worth.
The crash happened in the westbound lanes of I-30 near Montgomery Street at around 3 this morning. Fort Worth Officer Tracy Carter says the driver was going eastbound in those lanes.
The driver struck another vehicle head-on, and the wrong-way driver was pronounced deceased on the scene.
Fortunately, the driver that the wrong-way driver hit escaped with only minor injuries. The crash forced the freeway to be closed for several hours. Now, at this time, it's unknown why the driver was going the wrong way. Carter says the investigation is ongoing and no toxicology reports are available yet.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.